welcome everybody to another episode of our podcast, 1000 Years of Beer.
Hello, here we are again. It's Matthias.
That's
and,
me.
And Anton. And,
that's him.
that's us. And we are back with a topic that is very special to us because of our close connection to the Technical University of Munich and Weinstephan in particular here, because, you know, brewing or breweries, well, let's call it brewing science, here in Weinstephan is obviously not only the brewery itself. I mean, it's more than that, way more than that. So we are part of a system here that is unique in the world. And we're going to take a closer look to that in this episode because we're embedded in the campus of the Technical University here of Brewing Science and Beverage Technology. So, Matthias, you are our connection to the university because you've studied here, you've been working there for a couple of years, and I think you're the one person here that knows, well, I won't say everything, but close to everything about the brewery and the university. So you've mentioned it a couple of times in the podcast that you worked at the university. Can you give us a short roundup what that was like and what was your job there?
I worked at the School of Life Sciences, especially at the Faculty for Brewing Science, as a study division program manager. And two very important parts of my job was, one, I was managing a project which is more related to teaching, which was an innovative or product development project where students could develop new products, beer mixed drinks or soft drinks or any other kind of beverages, and develop them here at the university in the labs, in the science brewery, whatever, but also create a whole sales plan, marketing, and everything around it. We also supported them to create startups. Actually, right now, there are still three of the startups on the market. So this was one of my projects. And the other one was consulting young people of and also doing marketing for studying here. So finding the right people that are studying in Weinstephan and talking to the people who are interested studying here to focus on that, what they should expect here when they want to do their education here in Weinstephan at the Brewing School here at Technical University Munich.
So when we take a look back, I mean, it's like we are working for a brewery that has been around for almost 1,000 years. You've been working for a university that has been around over 150 years now. We're only a small part of history. Would you mind taking us on a short trip on history of the brewing science here in Weinstephan?
Actually, it started everything in 1803. Where the monastery was dissolved by the King of Bavaria.
Secularization.
The secularization. And the brewery was transferred into royal property. And the rest, or the other belongings of the monastery, especially the agricultural fields, the farms, the cattle and everything else, was transferred to a new founded institution, which was called the Central Agricultural School. And this agriculture school also had a small research brewery in 1803. That school, they only taught agricultural science and a little bit of brewing, but not brewing itself. And you can see that a little bit as the start of the academic or of the brewing education here in Weinstephan. But a real brewing education, it became in 1865, where the first mentioned brewing course was issued, mm-hmm. and the first students, they only learned about brewing, were taught here in Weinstephan. This was 1865, and that brewer's course was very close related to our brewery because the students were parts of their courses educated inside the brewery. So they had practical classes they took in the brewery, and it was nobody knew it back then, but it was the first start of a very long journey. So nearly, yeah, precisely 158
years.
Yeah, 220 years ago. Actually, it started with the secularization. This is a very long journey for the brewing education here.
And we can see by that we were there from the beginning, basically, as a brewery, that this connection between the theory and practical classes has always been there. Like, this is something that the Technical University is very proud of, this practical approach to brewing science.
Absolutely, yeah.
And this is something that we are actually proud of because, you know, we've been part of innovation for those over 150 years right now, or even longer than
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
And we also benefit from that.
Yeah.
We're basically at the front of technical innovation, and this is something that we benefit of because, you know, science is right around the corner, right across the street. How did that develop afterwards? Because we know there's been a couple of wars, there's been up and downs. How did the school do from 1865 to, let's say, modern times?
Like the first couple of decades, it was basically a short but intense education here in Weihenstephan. A few professors had held the classes here. The first class, by the way, it was pretty much the same like it is today, actually. So, like, the courses were mathematics and chemistry and physics, and also then brewing and raw materials and whatever. So, like, the content of the different courses and classes weren't very much different, except of what today is maybe IT or something like that. But
yeah.
This actually, so like the basic content on natural sciences and brewing sciences were pretty much the same, except, of course, at that time it was just one semester. Today you have at least minimum 6 for the bachelor, 4 more for the master's degree. So, of course, there is now a lot more to know than back then.
Yeah.
And so you also need more time to taught that. Also, it started in 1889, where a special professor came to Weihenstephan, Professor Ganzenmüller. He was a mechanical engineer professor, and he started doing classes inside the brewery at the machinery, because he was a professor for brewery machinery. And he also did a lot of very important scientific research, especially for brewery machinery. But he brought the first very strong engineering component to the studies and to the classes. And this started also a development where the education of Weihenstephan transferred from just being a brewer with deeper knowledge on brewing to more a little bit like brewmaster, brewing engineer. So that not only the brewing itself is important to be taught, also that the engineering around it, the machinery, is very important to be taught.
So was that the big first step, like in developing the course?
Definitely. I would say this gave also the influence of Professor Ganzenmüller gave this very special direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Other courses, other schools, or other locations maybe then did their focus maybe in food chemistry or biology.
Yes.
By focusing on yeast or whatever. But Weihenstephan always had a little bit of more 360 degree view on the brewing side and on the brewing course. It was like more understanding the whole process in a complete circle and also implementing a strong engineering point so that you're not only brewing the beer, also you can build a brewery. So that was the aspect of Weihenstephan, so that you not only can brew very good beer, you should also build a brewery to brew that good beer.
So basically it has always been an all-around approach to
always,
brewing,
yeah,
science.
It was from the beginning a 360 degree approach.
Yes.
To it. Yeah. And also it was always from the beginning very international, by the way. So I was working 2015 at the school, and I was responsible for the 150 year anniversary celebration. So we had there a big weekend where a lot of alumni came to the campus, and we had a scientific meeting. We had a big party, of course, you know. So this was pretty cool. But there we did a lot of research also on the history of the brewing school, and we also made a book on that 150 year anniversary. And there we found some documents that showed the first class of brewing in 1865. And there were like 9 people from the Kingdom of Bavaria, 16 people from how they call it, the rest of Germany, and 14 people from abroad. So there were also so nearly close to the half of the contenders were international students. So and also 4 guys from Austria-Hungary. So being Austria in Weihenstephan has a long history too. So not just me coming here studying. So
you followed the tradition, basically.
I followed the tradition, actually. Yes. And so Weihenstephan from the beginning was attracting a lot of people from all over the world that studied here. And so this was actually pretty interesting. Yes. And so that developed then. Over the years, in 1895, Weihenstephan became an academy, and in 1920 it became a university, and in 1930 it was implemented into Technical University Munich. So this journey was followed by growth in classes, also growth in knowledge, of course. So more and more knowledge was transferred into the education and the classes, and so from the one semester course in 1865, we've been to a 4 semester course in 1930, which was a brewmaster's course, and a 6 semester course, which was the engineer course, the brewery engineer course. And but also there were natural sciences, the basics. They were focusing on brewing techniques and technology, and then also strong focus on brewing engineering and brewing analytics. So also the analytics for beer and brewing became very important over the decades.
So one can say that this tradition of having that all-around view and all that all-around approach has been around forever and is still still around today.
Absolutely. We do have focuses on like yeast, like we had at the Research Institute with biggest yeast center in the world. We have also a very strong focus on breeding programs for barley that's specified just for brewing barley. Also hops. And breeding programs for hops, a very strong engineering component still today for researching engineering and natural science basics for developing new brewery engineering and new brewery machinery. And also what became, especially the last few decades, very important, IT. So one of the very strong or very intense directions right now is going to IT, also KI, AI is the German Künstliche Intelligenz, that's the AI, artificial intelligence. There are a few projects on AI in the brewing and beverage industry. So automation and IT inside the beverage industry is also a very strong focus today here in Weihenstephan, which was just a logical development out of the engineering part.
I was about to say, because that has to be a big part of the education you get here.
Yes.
Well, we've been talking about that all-around approach, but if we take a deeper dive into the education, it's not only about the skills, but what would you say is the most important part you have to bring to actually study brewing science and beverage technology?
I think the most challenge you have here, the biggest challenge in Weihenstephan, is getting that 360 degree view and education into you. So there are a lot of people out there who have a talent in a special field, but being talented in every natural science field, I would say that's a little bit rare.
Yeah.
And that was my problem, actually. So my problem was that I basically had no problems, no big problems with the math and the physics and the mechanical engineering part of the study program. This was pretty much okay for me, of course, and I had to learn, whatever. But this seems for me very logic, and this was okay. Same is with the biology, this was also okay. But chemistry, dude, this really, really, made me troubles because I'm a chemistry idiot. Don't ask me why. A lot of my friends try to put that into my head. That's logic. That's just also basically math. And I said, no, it's not. So I was just an idiot when it comes to chemistry. And actually, brewing is not a field where you should be an idiot in chemistry, because at least in my curriculum at that time, it was like six different chemistry courses were mandatory. And it was really, really hard for me to pass all those classes. Most of them, actually, every chemistry course I had to do at least two or three times before I passed them.
But I mean, the passion helps.
Yes, and that's the number one thing. So we were like 40, 50 people in our year starting study program, all different people from all over the world. And some of them were, brewers who worked for 2-3 years in the industry. We were apprenticed brewers here from Germany or from Austria or from Switzerland. But all of those people had the passion for beer, and this keeps us driven. Not even 50% of our group back then graduated in the end. But the most important thing is being passionate about beer and brewing, and then all the obstacles you have to take and all the hard courses and hard tests, you get them managed at some point if you have enough love for the product in the end. But you should not get distracted by the product, by the beer, which is also one of the difficulties here in Weinstephan. It's a challenge, so you have to keep focused. And on the other side, you need to know
what you're getting yourself into.
Yes, absolutely. So if Weinstephan had at that time someone like me in the study program, division management, who would be that tough, honest with me and like, hey, chemistry is hard, whatever, I would not have come, I guess. So I was like, which would be, I guess, not a good thing because I passed and I had the passion. But on the other side, you need to be very honest with the people because before they waste some lifetime and a lot of money studying here and they don't pass because they don't have the ability to this. So you need to have a good base in natural sciences or at least enough passion to get it done, to get the job done. But then in the end, you're getting a 360-degree education on everything. You could be brewmaster. You can sell beer, like I do now.
You work in engineering.
You can build breweries. You can do science. You can do research. You can breed new hops. You can breed new barley or grain for brewing. You can develop new beers or beverages. You can go to the pharma industry. You can go to the chemistry industry. You can go to the food industry. You can do so many fields after this.
And basically unlimited options.
When it comes to life science engineering, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But of course, the most of the people who studied here in Weinstephan Brewing Science stick to the brewing industry because it's just fun, you know. You're having one of the most wonderful products in the world, and a friend of mine I started with, he's now in the field, he's now in working for a chemical engineering company who builds breweries, so greenfield projects breweries. So he sits on a computer, he knows how big the field is, and then he starts planning those breweries on the demands of the customer, and then after he planned it, he goes up there and they build it. So he builds breweries from scratch. And
sounds like a great job.
Really, really cool. I mean, that's really cool because big projects and millions of dollars into this. So this is really, really amazing. And he once said, so which was one of the most honest and best sayings I ever had about, he said, we are not brewing beer, we are brewing a good time. Because people drinking beer with their loved ones when they want to have a good time and hang out with friends and family, and when they're having a good time, they beer is the buddy who's there with you when you're having a good time. And he's like, so I'm not brewing beer, I'm brewing happiness and brewing good times.
Yes.
Or I help people doing that with that are built for them breweries. And I'm like, hell yeah.
That's a nice approach.
Yeah. And yeah.
But that is something that that I can see that we're doing the same here in the brewery. Because we're not only brewing beer, brewing happiness, basically, but we do have the same approach as the university with our all-around view. Because, I mean, you of all know it, we try to educate our employees. We try to get them closer to the product. And, I mean, I can say that we all work here with passion. It's passion for the product. It's passion for the brewery. And
also for the brand, because it's exactly. Something very special to work for a brand that's that old and has that yes. history. I mean, yes. It's nearly 1,000 years old. It's you need to carry that kind of history with the respect.
Yeah. You know? And I mean, you can ask a lot of people here who have been around for quite some time that they know stuff about beer. They know stuff about the brewing process, for example, because, you know, it's in our focus to educate our people. Just, you know, to give them a deeper understanding of what we're doing. Of course, nobody who works in accounting, basically, can give you a detailed overview of the brewing process, and they don't have to. But we put our focus on, you know, having them at least a little bit of knowledge about it, so they can talk about it. So they, you know, they're all kind of ambassadors for the brand. Yeah.
Keeping them updated on what it's all about. And that's right. Yeah, what you just said. I mean, look at Mr. Schredler, our CEO. He's actually also a professor at the university.
Yeah.
And he's teaching economics in the brewing industry.
Right.
Yeah. And this is a mandatory part of the brewing course since 1904.
Yeah.
So 119 years, it's mandatory part of the studying course for brewers, also to have the economics part of how to economically run and manage a brewery.
Yes.
So it's not just the engineering, it's not just the biology, chemistry, and whatever, how to brew beer, it's not just technology. Part of this Weinstephan approach to beer is also putting the economics to this. And you know, I was sitting in the class of Mr. Yes. Schredler, yeah, and so this is also very, very important that you also learn from things you would maybe not have a connection to, but it's part of the big picture.
Right. Would you say, because we've been talking a lot about theory and practical courses, would you say it's better to do an apprenticeship first at the brewery, to go through 3 years of training, and then, you know, do something else about like
every practical experience helps you with the university course. Of course, I mean, nobody can take that away from you. That's work experience, that's life experience. Doesn't matter what you do after your university program, it helps in any way inside this business. So, experience is experience. Period.
Is it still mandatory to do an internship before
yes,
before
yes. you so start? So you need to do internships or having this apprenticeship in for this German Austrian apprenticeship for 2 to 3 years, depends. So those two things are mandatory. So even you have this apprenticeship as a brewer, or you have an internship, which is at least 3 months altogether before you start. I don't know how the rules are today. So I did a 12-month internship before I started brewing
yes.
here in Weinstephan at the university. So because I want to see different companies, different sizes, also was in a malt house before. So I want to see as much as, and also talk to as much people as possible who work in that business. So if I can see if this is something I would love to do the rest of my life. But this, actually, I mean, I wanted to do it the smart way, you know, doing this 12-month internship, then going to the university to talk to as much people as possible and you know, getting deeper look into the study program and the courses and how difficult it is. So I really wanted to do the smart approach to this before making this happen. But in the end, it was like the first day I worked in a brewery, and then I was like, yeah, I'm doing this. You know, no questions asked anymore, whatever. It was one simple experience, and I was caught. And so all the wish of myself doing a smart approach and being calm and think this through and whatever. The emotion overwhelmed me, and I was like, yeah, I'm doing this no matter what. And this was the first time I was drinking unfiltered, untreated, fresh off the tank Zwickelbier.
Yeah. If I had to guess, that's what I would have guessed.
This was the moment. Yeah. I was the first day in my internship at the Villerhub Brewery in Austria, which is my hometown brewery. And after the first work day in this cold, wet cellar where I was crawling into the tanks and flushing old yeast out and cleaning the tanks, and they were like, yeah, okay, you're the new intern, so like welcome drink. And we were there at the filter station, and before the beer flows into the filter, they had this tap at the piping, and they were putting out their fresh samples of the beer. Cold, fresh, unfiltered. There's Austrian Märzen, and we were sitting there or standing there with the whole cellar crew, about 10 people, and with the brewmaster for the cellar, and they're like, yeah, welcome to the brewery and wish you good luck in the next 3 months and whatever. And I was drinking this first sip, and decision made.
That's what got you.
No questions asked anymore. And so I should have. So I finished the 12 months internship, so I went to two other breweries and the Malt House, and then I went to Wine Stefan. But actually what I planned to do, but I never did, was like having those deeper look into the study course programs and getting myself prepared for it. I should have done this, because maybe getting prepared a little bit for the chemistry courses and other stuff.
That's when chemistry took out the bat and hit you in the head.
Yeah, not just once.
Yeah.
It hit me in the head a few times. But yeah, no matter what, that experience, that hooked me still today.
So to all of you guys out there, if you want to experience something like this, there's a couple of opportunities you have. We offer apprenticeships here at the brewery. If you want to check that out, it's on our website. If you want to start studying maybe in Wein Stefan, which ultimately will lead you to our brewery, you can check out the
website. But need to learn German.
Exactly. Yeah. But check out the website of the Technical University Munich, the Chair of Brewing and Beverage Technology. You will find all the information there. And
But there are great other schools all over the world.
Definitely. Yeah.
They're doing also a very, very good brewing education. Maybe not with that Wein Stefan approach and how we do it here, but also very good schools. They all do very well teaching and have great education. So you just need to find out what fits you most. On the international side, there is maybe in the United States, the Siebel Institute is doing a proper education. Technical University Munich has a partner exchange program in the United States, Virginia Tech University, at I guess Blacksburg campus. They have there also a brewing program there. And the brewing school in Wein Stefan is doing a cooperation with them. Also, University of California, Davis is like the Wein Stefan of the U.S. The former professor, Charlie Bamford, legend in the industry. Then we have University College Cork, Ireland, also doing a lot of, or did at my time, I don't know if they're still today, but I'm assuming it, a lot of partner programs, especially in research and science with TU München. So University College Cork, very good. And then there are other, like Nottingham has a great program too. Technical University Berlin too. So there are a lot of schools out there, maybe one of them fits, but I'm so patriotic. And I guess a lot of people also will give me, but there's nothing like Wein Stefan when it comes to that.
And always remember, the passion helps.
The passion helps, and and it's a wonderful, wonderful business to work in. It's a wonderful product.
And you meet a lot of great people. And that's because it's a big community.
Yes, and you meet them again and again and again. You know, my buddy Florian, I've met him before Christmas. We had our like bro night out meeting, whatever. And it was the first time in the last 4 or 5 years I met him in Germany. Because I met him in the US, I met him all over the world, but never here in Germany. And he just lives right next to you in Munich, you know?
Yeah.
But we never made it that we can meet once here in Germany. This Christmas we did. But the last 4 or 5 years, really, it was in Minneapolis, it was in Denver, it was everywhere in the world, but not here. And that's the cool thing. You meet all the people all over the world because the brewing business comes together at some point. And that's also very cool. Wein Stefana. So people that are alumni from Wein Stefan. It's also great, great alumni community. So you're kind of a gang or whatever you want to call it, you know, kind of family. And with big alumni club with nearly 4,000 members, very well connected. They have regular meetings all over the world, all over Germany, and different chapters. They are active and doing meetings and stuff like that. So it's pretty, pretty cool. And yeah, I'm pretty proud to be a very, very small part of that.
That's a great ending. Thank you so much. Thank you for teaching us about the brewing science here in Wein Stefan. It was kind of another, kind of a different episode this time.
Yeah, but I guess we got so many questions the last episodes or the last seasons where like the people like, okay, how is the relationship between the brewery and what's about the university there? So we never picked that topic up. So I guess maybe now our followers and listeners are... like have a 360 degree view.
Here we go again. That's what it is.
So seeing the other side of the coin.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks,
check
guys.
Out our other episodes. We're deep into season 4 now, so there's already been a couple episodes.
And if you have ideas for topics, other episodes, whatever, come to us.
Text us on Instagram, on Facebook. Shoot us an email, podcast@weinstefana.de. Just reach out to us. We'll make sure to answer and maybe cover your topic in one of the next episodes.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We'll see you around.
Bye-bye.